Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy, a high of 94. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A heat advisory is in effect for the entire listening area this afternoon until 8 o'clock this evening. In the news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors have a lot on their agenda for the meeting this morning at 9 o'clock in Greenfield. During their regular session at the courthouse courtroom, the board will hear from County Attorney Clint Height with regard to a special prosecutor appointment resolution. Other scheduled speakers include Josh and Lisa Reardon with regard to the wind farm and county health and safety, John Schildberg, who will discuss paving the Greenfield Airport Road, Sheriff Jeff Vandewater will talk about a new deputy hire, and Dave Holman, supervisor, will provide an update and discussion with regard to the Matura Board. Adair County Auditor Mindy Schaefer will discuss $300,000 in general obligation bonds, Series 2018, and the Adair County Board of Supervisors will act on appointing a pay agent along with other related matters. County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present his regular weekly report, among other business. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education is expected to act this evening on resignations and superintendent-suggested contract and/or letters of assignment recommendations. Their meeting takes place at 5:30 in the High School Media Center, during which the board will act on the resignation of Joe Brummer as head freshman football coach and his hiring as assistant JV football coach. Other hiring recommendations or letter of assignment recommendations include Cole Rinkin, high school PE teacher, Carolyn Madsen, fifth grade teacher, Dan Vargason, head girls basketball coach, Brand Rasmussen as high school assistant cross-country coach, and Jeremy Blake as JV volleyball coach. Each of those appointments are subject to board approval. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on the purchase of two combi ovens from Martin Brothers in the amount of $33,652. The ovens would be paid for from the Nutrition Equipment Fund and would be used to replace two ovens that are 45 years old and can only currently be used to warm food. The board will also act on their Iowa Association of School Board or IASB priorities, which include early literacy, teacher development and leadership, alternative licensure, labor and employment laws, school funding policy, a secure and advanced vision of education or SAVE, and sharing and recognition. Other action items include school insurance renewal amounting to $91,621 for liability insurance premium through EMC Safety Group, and that's a $10,000 increase from last year. And firming up the 2018-19 board master calendar, which consists of a list of actions and discussions that will take place throughout the school year. Other items may be added as the school year progresses and as needed. Well, parts of central Iowa saw severe flash flooding and damage to hundreds of homes after recent rains. Missouri River levels are expected to stay high throughout the summer and into the fall. Hydrologist Kevin Stom with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said they're revising up all the estimates for the Missouri due to unusually high mountain snowpack runoff.
The 2018 calendar year runoff forecast for the upper Missouri basin above Sioux City, Iowa is 39.8 million acre feet, which is 150% of average.
June runoff into the system above Sioux City was about 300% of normal. Joel Nofshinsky, a senior hydraulic engineer in the Corps' Omaha office, says there's still room in the reservoirs upriver to hold back very large quantities of water.
Reservoir system storage is currently 68.4 million acre feet, or 12.3 million acre feet, into the 16.3 million acre feet of available flood storage. Approximately 25% of the flood storage is still available to capture runoff.
Nofshinsky says releases from the Gavins Point Dam near Yankton are already strong, and they'll increase substantially over the next few days.
Currently, Gavins Point releases are 42,000 cubic feet per second and will be increased to 60,000 cubic feet per second and possibly higher as downstream tributary flows recede.
The Corps expects to maintain the high flows into the months to this fall to get upstream reservoirs down to ideal winter levels. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources Tuesday released the names of the juveniles involved in Friday's crash on Clear Lake involving two personal watercraft. Authorities say 15-year-old Kyle Olberding of Glidden was operating a personal watercraft that struck a second PWC, with 17-year-olds McKenna Holahan, Winnie Bond, and Ellie Shrimp, all of Cedar Falls, on board. Shrimp was transported to a hospital in Rochester, Minnesota. Olberding's passenger was 16-year-old Grant Borkowski of Carroll. Olberding was charged with reckless use of a watercraft and operation of a watercraft by an underage person without boating education. DNR conservation officers remind those operating personal watercraft to stay at a safe distance from other PWCs and avoid what they commonly see on Iowa waters of one personal watercraft trying to splash nearby personal watercraft. Regardless of age, the DNR encourages everyone who will operate or ride as a passenger on a motorboat or personal watercraft to take an online boater education course. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports yesterday there were four arrests over the past week. On July 2nd, 26-year-old Francisco Javier Bermudez of Des Moines was arrested on an Adair County warrant by an Iowa State Patrol trooper. Bermudez was wanted for possession of a controlled substance for his defense. He pled guilty to the charge and served 2 days in jail before being released. On July 3rd, 31-year-old Michael Anthony Hull of Winterset was arrested a little after 2 a.m. on that date in a vehicle outside the Come and Go store in Adair. Hull, who was not wearing a shirt, was passed out in his vehicle with the door open. When the deputy approached, Hull jumped up and got out of his car. The deputy then noticed a glass meth pipe in plain view on the driver's seat. During a search of the vehicle, a green leafy substance and white crystalline substance were found, along with a liquid-filled syringe. The first two substances tested positive for marijuana and meth, respectively. The syringe also contained meth. Other drug paraphernalia was located inside the vehicle as well. Hull was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and on two counts of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. He was brought to the Adair County Jail and later released after posting $10,300 bond, or the allowable 10%. Also arrested July 3rd was 46-year-old Kimberly Ann McCormick of Des Moines. Adair police took her into custody on a Polk County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, first offense. McCormick was turned over to Polk County deputies. And 35-year-old Joseph Lee Reynolds of Stewart was arrested last Saturday for driving while license denied or revoked for OWI after being pulled over for an expired license registration tag. Reynolds was released at the scene with a citation to appear in court. Police in Creston Tuesday afternoon issued a report on an injury accident that occurred back on July the 4th at 9:25 a.m. Officials say the accident happened at the intersection of Pine and Summit Streets. When a 2011 Chevy Equinox driven by 40-year-old Bobby Joe Wilson of Creston failed to yield the right-of-way and struck a 1996 Olds Cutlass Sierra driven by 59-year-old Stephen Robert Loomis of Creston. Loomis suffered minor, non-incapacitating injuries and refused medical transport. A passenger in his car, 64-year-old Sally Loomis of Creston, was injured and transported by Stephen Loomis to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.